The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello, and welcome to Soap Opera Digest. I'm Tim Vogel for the Virginia Voice, and we'll begin today's program with the article, Record This, Episode Guide for General Hospital, Young and Restless, BTG, Days, and B&B, from December 29 through January 2, by Mara Levinsky of SoapOperaDigest.com. Beyond the Gates. On BTG on Monday, December 29th, Anita and Vernon struggled to accept their new normal. Leslie courted Joey with a scandalous offer. Danny and Vanessa competed over the same man, and Eva pulled back where Isaiah is concerned. Special guest star Kenny Lattimore sang for New Year's Eve on Tuesday, December 30th, while the Dupree sisters received heart-wrenching news. Ted and Shanice's friendship took a turn, Chelsea schemed, and Ashley and Derek had an awkward conversation. The show is preempted on Wednesday, December 31st. On Thursday, January 1st, Nicole delivers some devastating info to Kat and Martin, which causes an argument between the two siblings. Danny demands Bill's attention while Haley gets an earful, and Naomi and Chelsea are sideswiped by what they learn during a visit with their grandparents. On Friday, January 2nd, Danny supports Vernon as Bill offers some unsolicited advice to Anita. Tomas confronts a secretive cat while Martin shares all with Smitty, and Ted reaches out to his daughter and surprises her with his stance on the matter at hand. Next up is The Bold and the Beautiful. Brooke and Katie clashed when Brooke forbid Katie to use the name Logan for her company. Will tried to convince Electra that Dylan is homeless, and Carter gave Brooke and Ridge legal advice on Bold and the Beautiful on Monday, December 29th. Carter and Liam raced against each other to trademark the name Logan on Tuesday, December 30th, while Electra and Will offered Dylan their support, and Bill wanted Katie to be free of the Forrester's influence. Bill angrily confronts Ridge, Carter blames Bill for permanently damaging Brooke and Katie's relationship, and Katie gets emotional with Bill, telling him of Brooke's misdeeds on Wednesday, December 31st. The show will rebroadcast the dramatic episode from July 3rd, 2005, in which Sheila becomes frantic when she realizes what Luna's plan is. Luna forces Dylan to get Steffi to Hayes' school, and Grace gives Liam bad news on Thursday, January 1st, and on Friday, January 2nd, Dylan expresses appreciation to Electra and Will, while Brooke, Ridge, and Carter continue to undermine Katie's new venture. Moving now to Days of Our Lives. Lucas and Philip shared Christmas with Kate on Days on Monday, December 29th, while Rafe delivered bad news to Gabby. Steve and Kayla have the perfect farewell to Christmas, Alex and Stephanie got a moment alone, and Marlena found comfort with Roman. Johnny shared his growing fear with Chanel on Tuesday, December 30th, while Tony and Anna had a joyous reunion. Javi questioned Leo, Gwen told EJ her plan, and Kate teamed up with Xander. On Wednesday, December 31st, Kristen is forced to make a difficult decision. Melinda and Belle strike a deal. The DeMera brothers contemplate their options. Rachel and Sophia receive New Year's Eve visitors. And Kat and Chad have an awkward run-in. As Chanel resents Johnny on Thursday, January 1st, Gabby and Gwen bond. The Hernandez family prepares for Javi's upcoming marriage to Leo, and Leo asks Marlena for help. On Friday, January 2nd, it's time for Leo and Javi's New Year's Eve wedding day. While Gwen becomes frustrated, Kayla surprises Steve, and Alex gives Stephanie a late Christmas gift. General Hospital. On the Monday, December 29th episode of General Hospital, Tracy cautioned Michael. Laura got new intel. Sidwell issued a warning to Drew. Cody dispensed advice, and Willow became privy to a secret. Britt wanted to celebrate her birthday on Tuesday, December 30th. While Lulu and Natha bonded, Trina made a commitment, Curtis and Jordan reached a decision, and Valentin reassured Carly. On Wednesday, December 31st, the show will rebroadcast the episode that originally aired on December 27th, 2024, in which Lulu reunites with Charlotte in Prague, but the moment is interrupted by Valentin's arrival. While back in Port Charles, revelations about the Cassadine estate, Emma's troubled past, and unresolved tensions around Dex's stabbing intersect with shifting personal stakes for Michael, Sasha, and Jocelyn. Fans can expect a rebroadcast of Anthony Geary's final full episode as Luke Spencer, which originally aired on July 27, 2015, as Luke says goodbye to Port Charles on Thursday, January 1st. On Friday, January 2nd, Sunny warns Michael, Christina is taken aback, Alexis decides upon a new strategy, Dante confers with Justine, and Laura gets new marching orders. And lastly, Young and Restless. On Y&R on Monday, December 29th, Nick called Matt Clark's bluff. Phyllis gave Jack an unexpected gift, and Noah worried about Sienna's safety. Victor rewarded Michael's loyalty on Tuesday, December 30th, while Nikki shared a secret with Jack and Claire stood by her actions. On Wednesday, December 31st, Kane makes a bold move to impress Lily. Adam and Sally discuss their complicated past, and Tessa explores her feelings for Daniel. On Thursday, January 1, fans can enjoy an airing of a classical episode, which was originally broadcast on September 10, 1998, and features Jill interrupting Catherine Chancellor's party with a shocking announcement. On Friday, January 2nd, Victor and Nick plot against Matt Clark. Daniel makes a promise to Tessa, and Mariah is haunted by Ian Ward. That was the article. Record this episode guide for General Hospital, Young and Restless, BTG, Days, and B&B, December 29th through January 2nd, written by Mara Levinsky and read to you from SoapOperaDigest.com. We'll stay with SoapOperaDigest.com for our next article. General Hospital alum Jason Thompson is jealous not to get to play Patrick with grown-up Emma, by Mara Levinsky of SoapOperaDigest.com. Back in 2016, a newly remarried Patrick and Robin, along with their precocious young daughter Emma, set out for a new life in Berkeley, California, saying goodbye to Port Charles and to General Hospital. Jason Thompson, who played Patrick, exited the show after a 10-year run and assumed the role of Billy Abbott on The Young and the Restless, where he's about to hit the 10-year mark. But when General Hospital brought a grown-up Emma back in 2024 in the form of Braden Bruner, the actor admitted in a new interview with Swoon that a part of him wishes he could reprise Patrick to see what Patrick and Emma's dynamic looks like today. Daddy's Girl. Patrick and Emma had a very close father-daughter relationship, especially in the years that Robin was presumed dead and/or missing, and Patrick was a devoted dad to his only child. Off-camera, Robin and Patrick later expanded their family to include a son, Noah. As she forges a life in Port Charles without her parents, Emma is navigating a romantic relationship with Gio, worrying about the whereabouts of her grandmother, Anna, and clashing with her dad's ex, Britt. Thompson shared with Swoon, "It makes me a bit jealous that I can't be there with her a little bit, and it makes me want to know her." With clarifying that he is incredibly, incredibly happy playing Billy, Thompson said of Patrick, "I still love that character, and I still would love to embody it a little bit. I think back on who that little girl has become, and I want to be a part of it. I want to learn what she loves. I want to know what our relationship is like. I want to know if she likes her dad, or if he messed up, or what's going on. It makes me think about all the possibilities of what could happen with her as an adult. The actor has kept in touch with Brooklyn Ray Silzer, who played Emma from 2011 through 2016, with subsequent visits through 2013. She's gone and became a nurse, which I think is just so beautiful in its own way, he reported. And even though he has a bit of FOMO, fear of missing out, with Emma back on the canvas, Thompson is ultimately happy that the legacy of Robin and Patrick, who were known as Scrubs, to their legion of fans, is continuing. I'm just stoked that the Drakes are still happening, he declared. I mean, you have the cornerstone with Finola there, and anything's possible with her, so I know that Emma is in good hands, even though Robin and Patrick aren't around. That was the article. General Hospital alum Jason Thompson is jealous not to get to play Patrick with grown-up Emma. By Mara Levinsky of SoapOperaDigest.com. Our next article today comes to you from soaps.sheknows.com. Gone but Not Forgotten, a tribute to soap stars lost in 2025. By Amy Mistretta of soaps.sheknows.com. It's almost the end of 2025, and as our readers know, each year we like to take the time out during various months to pay tribute to the soap stars we've lost throughout, as we get ready to welcome in a new year, which will likely be filled with more goodbyes. Let's take a moment to look back on the beloved actors and actresses, as well as a few others in the genre, who passed away over the past 12 months. January was a sad month for the General Hospital family, as news of Leslie Charlson's passing rocked the ABC soap. The actress had played Monica Quatermain for over 45 years prior to her death and left castmates remembering the strong woman with a beautiful heart. And just a few days later, tragedy struck when the bold and the beautiful and Days of Our Lives' Francisco San Martin died at just 39 years old. February came, and The Edge of Night and All My Children star Tony Roberts passed away. Fans of the 1987 hit film Dirty Dancing may recall that he turned up as Max Kellerman in ABC's 2017 remake. On the same day, Bruce French's wife, who played Brooke Hamilton on Days of Our Lives, relayed news of her husband's death. The veteran actor played Father Lonergan on Passions On and Off from 1999 to 2008. We said goodbye to more stars that month, including Peter Navy Tuiasosopo, soap hopper Alice Herson, and young and restless vet Britton James paid tribute to All My Children's Michelle Trachtenberg, who also died at a young 39 years old. March rolled in, and many honored Daytime's first female TV producer Felicia Minet Bear, who helped launch All My Children, as well as Pamela Bach, who originated the role of Young and Restless's Mari Jo Mason. One Life to Live's Mark Dobies died at 65, as did Wings Hauser at 77. April and May continued to deliver more passings from such Daytime stars, as funny lady Ruth Bootsy, who had roles on Passions and Days of Our Lives, and General Hospital, was hit with another blow as news came of Denise Alexander's death. The doctors Valerie Mahaffey and Young and Restless's Lorna Raver were mourned as well. In June, CBS Daytime lost some former stars, including Pamela Peters Solo, who played Peggy Brooks on the Genoa City soap, as well as Bold and Beautiful's Chris Robinson. Jack Betts, who played too many soap operas to list, died that same month, and Lynn Hamilton, remembered for appearing as May on Young and Restless, passed at 95. Another world's Julian McMahon passed in July following a private battle with cancer. He was only 56. Almost 2 weeks later, many said goodbye to legendary As the World Turns actress Eileen Fulton. And in August, the industry lost one of its most recognized soap vets, Tristan Rogers, the General Hospital great, who also had roles on Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful, will always be remembered for his many years playing Port Charles's Robert Scorpio. Castmates and daytime friends rushed to social media to pay tribute to Rogers, and one stated, "He didn't suffer fools, but he always made me laugh." As fall approached, news came of more passings, including Pat Crowley, Andre Ladzat, Samantha Egger, June Lockhart, Betty Harford, Elizabeth Franz, Sally Kirkland, and others. However, with all the sad news that came in 2025, also came with the comfort in knowing that those who had passed would forever be remembered for the mark they left in daytime. That was the article, Gone But Not Forgotten, a tribute to soap stars lost in 2025. Written by Amy Mistretta of soaps.sheknows.com. Our next article today comes to you from entertainmentnow.com. Young and the Restless alum joins Beyond the Gates. Beyond the Gates is adding a familiar face to its cast members for its second season. In a newly released CBS soap preview, Ashley, Jen Jacob, is seen getting quite cozy with a mystery man portrayed by Daytime Emmy winner Jordi Villasuso. A representative for the series confirmed to Soap Opera Digest that Villasuso is indeed the latest addition to the Sudsir. Meanwhile, Villasuso took to Instagram to share the good news and express his gratitude for the new acting opportunity. Christmas came early this year, beyond grateful to be working with this fantastic cast and crew, the actor wrote. Thank you, Michel Valjean, for bringing me back to CBS TV Studios. God bless you all for the support, and can't wait for you all to see a great story unfold on Beyond the Gates CBS. So far, details about Villasuso's character and storylines, as well as his first air date, are currently being kept under wraps. Before his Beyond the Gates stint, Villasuso appeared in some of the biggest soap operas on daytime TV. In 2000, the actor made his first soap gig as Tony Santos on Guiding Light. Villasuso also portrayed Griffin Castillo on ABC's All My Children, as well as Dario Hernandez on NBC's Days of Our Lives. His most recent role was Ray Rosales on the long-running CBS soap The Young and the Restless. Fans of the soap may remember him as the husband of Sharon, who was suddenly killed off in a car crash in 2022. At the time, many were shocked by his unexpected exit, with some even petitioning for a comeback. In 2003, Villasuso won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series for his role as Tony Santos on Guiding Light. Meanwhile, fans of the former Young and the Restless star expressed their excitement about his newest role on Beyond the Gates. One fan wrote, "Congratulations to Jordi. I hope they use him more than they seem to be using Greg Vaughn." Another commented, "I've loved Jordi since his time on Guiding Light. Hopefully this role on BTG will prove better than how Y and R wasted his talents." Someone added, "Love Jordi will fast forward to his scenes," while another chimed in, "I am so happy that Jordi is going to be on screen again." Watch Beyond the Gates weekdays on CBS. That was the article, Young and the Restless alum joins Beyond the Gates. Read to you from entertainmentnow.com. Our next article today comes to you from soapoperadigest.com. It's only my opinion. The best and worst of 2025 on General Hospital, Young and Restless, BTG, Days, and B&B by Carolyn Hintze. Soap Opera Digest named its best and worst of 2025 for each of the shows, but Carolyn Hintze feels that additional picks are needed to complete the list. We'll start with Beyond the Gates. Most believable couple, Naomi and Jacob. Naomi was shocked to discover she might be pregnant, but Jacob was thrilled. which opened a very unusual door for Soaps, a married woman who doesn't want to be a mom. Naomi laid out how having a child would impact her career, but not Jacob's, and the two entered couples counseling to work it out, which is also so refreshing. Worst use of a soap trope? Fake flashbacks. BTG has good actors playing their top characters, so there's no need to flash back to the past with young day players acting out the fake mini scenes the principals are talking about. Honestly, it takes us out of the action. When Bill and Danny reminisce about the important events that made them who they are today, the performances and dialogue are strong. Just let them tell their stories. Bold and Beautiful. Best drop-in. Nick Marone. We knew Ridge and Brooke were going to be endgame, but it sure was fun to watch Nick try to woo his ex-wife back last summer. Bringing back Jack Wagner for a visit provoked memories and flashbacks from Brooke and Nick's courtship and wedding 20 years ago, name-checked their son Jack, and sparked predictable jealousy in Ridge. Every soap heroine should have a dashing sea captain pining away for her, even if he only appears once a decade. Dumbest twist? Bill springs Luna from prison. Why doesn't B&B ever hold a trial? They're so soapy and fun. A jury could have found Luna not guilty in Tom and Hollis's death because of a lack of concrete evidence or something, and she could have just walked free. Instead, Bill made a deal with the authorities for Luna to live on house arrest in his mansion, and then he got her state pardoned on federal murder charges, which is impossible. The soap had a well-crafted villain here, but the implausibility of this story combined with Luna's death and sexual assault of Will boxed this promising character into a corner. Biggest matzo ball hanging out there? Where's RJ? Luna's sudden decision to go on a crime spree obviously meant she couldn't keep frolicking with RJ Forrester at the beach house. But he's supposed to be the cherished only child of Ridge and Brooke, so it's not plausible that he simply disappeared over a year ago. Is RJ still an influencer? It's hard to influence anything when no one is talking about you. Moving now to Days of Our Lives. Most tortured couple. Xander and Sarah. On the plus side, he's a caring father, likes to eat ice cream in bed, and his sessions with Marlena have been heartfelt. Conversely, he's a nasty bully who almost killed Brady and beat his brother Philip to a pulp, then lied about it for months. Making Xander so violent was a mistake, because it would be irresponsible for Sarah to let him around Victoria. But Days plays their longing well, which is what makes these two so effectively tortured. Worst dad? Chad. The mother of his children was violently murdered, so he kissed the woman who impersonated the dear departed Abigail? That upset Thomas so much he decided he wants to go live with his grandparents, Jack and Jen. Gabby. What is Jennifer thinking? Chad. That I'm a bad dad. Exactly. General Hospital. Best unintentional consequence of an exit. Tristan Rogers' last scenes. Even if Sasha had just turned up in Europe with Robert and Holly and her new baby, her exit would have been a well-crafted and heartwarming surprise. But the fact that Tristan Rogers passed away so soon after they taped the scenes makes them solid gold for longtime fans because they were his last. Hello, love, greeted Robert as Sasha settled in with Daisy. The thought of former WSB agent Robert Scorpio and con woman Holly Sutton living together with their new daughter and granddaughter somewhere out there brings a welcome smile when we lost so many beloved GH icons this year in real life. Best new villain, Jens Sidwell. Jens is a powerful man, said Ava, who has known some powerful men. Is it overkill that he's the bad guy in so many current stories? Probably, but we've still got Jordan working undercover to bring him down, and Sunny and Laura are temporarily appeasing him until they can beat him at his own game. I stand by my prediction that Sidwell will turn out to be a Cassidine. He sure found these secret rooms at Windermere in a hurry, and what was up with the dagger? That would make him a value add to an important family that has been causing trouble in the PC for 50 years. Worst matzo ball hanging out there? Jagger's murder. I know famed mob boss Sonny Corinthos gets away with everything, but he shot Jagger Cates in cold blood in front of Michael on the Quartermain estate, which we know has cameras because they, one, employ a crack security team, and two, busted Willow having sex with Drew using one. Can Jack Brennan at least say that Sonny is a suspect in the killing of a United States FBI agent? Best matzo ball hanging out there. Anna and Jason. They kissed when they were locked up in 2024, and that is major unfinished business. When not being held captive, Anna lives with her granddaughter Emma, who would definitely have thoughts about her grandma kissing her mom's ex-boyfriend. And Jason is pursuing Britt, the most insecure woman in Port Charles, who overreacts to everything when he shares an easy shorthand with Anna. Jason, I need your help. Anna, are we speaking again? Don't leave us hanging, General Hospital. Best use of the younger set. The Scooby Kids. No other show comes close to the high bar General Hospital sets with Danny, Rocco, Gio, Emma, and Charlotte, who all have active parents and or grandparents from A-list families. They also do a much better job of talking about off-screen kids and giving them at least some stories rooted in reality, from Rocco's alcohol poisoning to Danny's ongoing efforts to navigate his grief around the loss of his beloved mom, Sam. Each kid also has an edge, which bodes well for drama. Danny, your parents have no idea how much trouble you are, do they? Charlotte, they're on a need-to-know basis. Watch out if Charlotte and Emma ever team up. Moving to the young and restless. Best coming of age. Claire. Yes, she implausibly went from attempted murderer to quiet, tentative virgin, and yes, her origin story made no sense. But here we are with a retconned daughter of Victoria Newman, and the minute Claire started sparring with Victor, I was in. Claire was overdue for an I am woman, hear me roar moment, and she found it by dumping Kyle, standing up to Victor, and battling Audra. Claire Newman is a player now, and it bodes well for future story. Worst turn to the dark side. Victor. Why was the mustache so mean this year? Supposedly, he's still mad that Jack joined Nikki in her 2024 alcoholic slide to get her to kick the bottle, which worked, by the way, and his anger propelled him to spend 2025 relentlessly trying to bring down Jabbit and every member of the Abbott family. He also lied to his darling Nikki about his nefarious actions and treated the ever-loyal Michael Baldwin like absolute dirt. The best thing about Victor Newman was that he always had a method to his badness and a twinkle in his eye. But there's Nikki upset with Victor for destroying a family she loves, and him nastily responding, he doesn't give a damn. It's Christmas, people. Please, lighten up our favorite mogul in 2026. Hey, it's only my opinion. That was the article, It's Only My Opinion, the best and worst of 2025 on General Hospital, Young and Restless, BTG, Days, and B&B, written by Carolyn Hintze of SoapOperaDigest.com. And that is all the time we have for this week's Soap Opera Digest program. The articles you just heard were read to you from Soap Opera Digest, soaps.sheknows.com, and entertainmentnow.com. I'm Tim Vogel for the Virginia Voice. If you'd like to hear any of these articles again, this program is available on demand at virginiavoice.org.